Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies as well as news from Indian country. Described as one of the most important voices in Canadian documentary filmmaking, Elanese Obomsawin is a creative force. She was born on Abenaki territory in New Hampshire and was raised on the Odenek Reserve near Montreal, Quebec. The Toronto Star reports that Obomsawin is on a lifelong mission to let Indigenous people tell their own stories. Obomsawin is now 85, and she states that her drive making films is due to her educational experience at a young age. The stories we were being told about our people were horrifying. Because of the horrible experience I had, I wanted children to hear another story other than the ones they were being told. Her 50th film is entitled Our People Will Be Healed. It premiered last fall at the Toronto International Film Festival. Her film focuses on the Helen Betty Osborne Inuwi Educational Resource Center. It is a technologically innovative school in the Cree community of Norway House, 500 miles north of Winnipeg. With resources, including an innovative science lab and a music program that turns out dozens of aspiring violin virtuosos, the school also teaches the kids Cree language, history and culture, and practical lessons about living off the land. Since initially releasing Christmas at Moose Factory with the National Film Board in 1971, Obomsawin has blended activism with art in her films. In 1993, she released Ganastaki, 270 Years of Resistance, where she spent 78 tense nights shooting the armed standoff between Mohawks and the Canadian Army. Her 2012 documentary, The People of Katawapisek River, brought light to a housing crisis faced by 1,700 Cree in northern Ontario. However, with the film Our People Will Be Healed, she comments that after spending half of a century documenting the lives of Indigenous communities, she was struck that a new sense of optimism existed in the young people she interviewed that she didn't even see 15 years ago. Elanese Obomsawin believes that the Norway House is successfully battling the legacy of residential schools. The root of it all is the love of the children, the love of the people, and to pay attention to what our ancestors went through and their traditions. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.